Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Peter Gammons, MLB Network Analyst.
Around the pole and gone!
Taking you inside Major League Baseball with the Hall of Famer, Peter Gammons.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Peter Gammons joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, Peter.
I'm doing really well. I just had one thing kind of go wrong when I was doing my column about sort of what's going to happen in the playoffs. I actually had Garrett Cole throwing a no-hitter in Dodger Stadium in the 5 o'clock in the afternoon light in Game 5 of the World Series. So now that the Dodgers are out, I don't get to have my prediction fulfilled.
Well, what's it going to be like in Washington, D.C. when he's pitching Game 5?
Well, at least it'll be at night. So, you know.
He's unbelievable. And, you know, you watched that game yesterday. It was kind of extraordinary because clearly – they had some sort of inside information on what was coming, and they got their early runs, five consecutive hits to open the game, and they get their four-run lead, and then you got that guy taking the bump, and he just is masterful.
Well, I normally don't believe in these theories where, you know, they have ways of getting signs and so forth, but if you look at what the Astros have done the last 3 years at home, they're a great team. There's no getting around that. But, you know, there are people around baseball that go, you know, they've got some way, but they get signs. And I don't know if it's true or they don't. They're not true. I mean, I remember Boston back when the Indians and Red Sox were big opponents in the late 90s. The Red Sox were always claiming that the Indians had a way of, and there'd be clapping sounds and all this stuff. I never believed it. But at the same time, it's been out there with the Astros. And Garrett Cole, Glasnow addressed it last night. Said, you know, well, they clearly, I was tipping something that they knew everything that was coming early in the game. Who knows? But the Astros are really good. I mean, their pitchers struck out the most hitters in baseball this year. Their hitters struck out the least of any team in baseball this year, which makes them extra dangerous in the playoffs because you're facing good pitching, power pitching, and they have a bunch of guys that don't play, you know, launch angle. They play they're very short to the ball and they can hit high fastballs.
Peter, we want to get your thoughts on the Cubs search in a moment, but when you look at the National League, will you remember that series as the NLDS at the Nationals won or the one that the Clayton Kershaw, Dave Roberts, and the Dodgers lost?
That's a really good question because that's what, I mean, even friends of mine who are, lifelong Dodger Blue people, I mean, it's, Clayton Kershaw is one of the greatest pitchers of all time, but he's not what he once was, and he hasn't been pitching out of the bullpen. Why in that leverage situation is he in there? He hasn't been a guy that reinvents himself. I mean, Max Scherzer still throws really hard, but it seems like he's reinvented himself every year. Different pitch mix, different arm angles, all the rest. And it's not something Clayton's really done. He's still very good. But for him to be in there where they had six or seven relievers that they thought were lined up for that situation in the matchups. They had a two-run lead to get six outs with all the matchups they created, and they didn't use it. I understand that, but I also give the Nationals a lot of credit. It was Strasburg and Scherzer are truly great. It's going to be very interesting to see how long they can go with their starting pitching, because it's very clear they don't want the bullpen in the game at different times. It's also been a postseason in which, really, I mean, I'm not a great fan of saying, oh, a guy's a closer. Having about seven good relief pitchers is better than having one guy who's good at getting three outs in the ninth inning as long as there's nobody on base. But the Yankees do have the one guy who definitively can shut things down in Chapman. That's the only team of the 10 teams in the playoffs that really have a legitimate regular closer. And the Yankee bullpen is also really deep. They have about five guys that could be closers. But it's just hard these days to see where they all go. And I think the Cardinals and the Nationals may come down to which team can go the furthest without using its bullpen too much. I think that may be a big factor, because I have a hard time trusting the Cardinals, but I also could see Jack Flaherty beating Strasburg or Scherzer or whoever he has to pitch against. I know Anibal Sanchez pitching game one, but I think Flaherty's in that same category now. It's a fun series. I mean, obviously, the star series are the two best teams in baseball, the Yankees and the Astros. But I think the Cardinals and Nationals are really fun. And you know, when you've got two great starters like Scherzer, Strasburg, or obviously Verlander and Cole, I mean, you always have a chance. If you can get four wins out of those two guys, you win the series.
It's been fascinating to kind of watch it and keep your eye on what's happening, you know, to other teams. And certainly, you know, the Cubs were battling the Cardinals, battling Washington to get in. And obviously they end up, Joe's gone, and now the managerial search. And we've seen Joe Girardi come in and certainly David Ross yesterday, and we were having a little bit of a discussion this morning about if David Ross is the best candidate for the Cubs, and a lot of people believe that, why isn't he a candidate anywhere else? Why is it that he is preferred in Chicago maybe, but not in other places? And is it the fact that the Cubs are looking for as much a leader as manager, and does that come into play differently in one town versus another?
I think your point is really good. I think it is different. It is the Cubs, and he's familiar with it. He also really understands what they do in terms of all their analytics and how they put together game plans and how everything works top to bottom in the organization. I think that's important, and I think it's more and more important as teams look around. I mean, And I think we see it. The fact that there are still seven managerial openings right now, it seems as if you know, managerial jobs are like 2 year opportunities. It's amazing how quickly now people just say, "Oh, get this guy out of here." And general managers face it a little bit that way too. But I think it'll be very interesting to see when they interview Girardi, who's extremely smart. And now, I make no bones about it. I'm a tremendous admirer of Joe Girardi, personally and professionally. I think will be interesting is how they weigh his compatibility with the other people in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
But the Yankees are a very heavily analytical franchise, one of the most. I mean, I know a scout of theirs who sent his report, I think it was on AA, and they sent it back to him saying that he was missing a lot of analytical information and he should change his opinion about certain guys. So, I mean, it's getting more and more prevalent. I mean, the Red Sox they've let a whole bunch of people go, saying, "Well, they're not on the same page as the analytical department." So they've let a whole bunch of coaches and minor league instructors go. So that's the direction of the game, and you really. really have to be someone who understands where the organization is going and be prepared to work with it. I mean, I'm calling managers sometimes during the day. I mean, a day of a game, if you call at noon, it's too late. They're already in meetings.
Peter, is the Cubs job the best job out there available because of the resources of talent and it's Chicago and Wrigley Field and all that comes with that? Or is it the worst job because of the weight of the expectations?
That's why I say it's not the best job because of the expectations. I think San Francisco is a great job because you're going to have time. And once they finish those three office buildings, all the incredible towers that they're building around the ballpark, and Google and Apple and so many other companies are moving their corporate offices in circling the ballpark. They may be the biggest revenue franchise in North American sports, and that may be a great place to manage. And I think Farhan is going to be very, very understanding on how they build. So I think that's the best job. Now the Mets, I think, are the worst job by far. And then, the Cubs are great because the organization is so good and it's such a great baseball town and people care so much and it's a lot of fun. They're going to draw a lot of people. It's a great job, but there are a lot of expectations that go with it. And, I mean, you're going to see, let's say they lose four in a row in April. I mean, they're going to be, why did they let Joe Madden go?
Right.
And it's not easy. You need someone who is really good at, putting ear pods in and just listening to the water licking in off Lake Michigan rather than the voice of saying, get this guy out of here.
Peter, you're the best. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Peter.
You too. Thanks a lot.
That is Peter Gammons, MLB Network, of course, the Hall of Famer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.